Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to John Healy on Near FM's Northside Today, and welcome back. And we're going over now to our arts correspondent, Barbara Jennings. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. I'm here in the Botanic Gardens looking out at the most beautiful of these flowers, but more importantly, and sculptures, but more importantly, I'm indoors right now at the moment at one of the most amazing sculptures annual events that happen every year here in the Botanic Gardens. And there's some really, really beautiful pieces. Now, Jackie Ball is with me. Jackie, tell us a bit about, you're going to tell us about the outdoor pieces.
Hi, Barbara. Yes, I am. We've got some fabulous sculptures outdoors this year. We've got, I'm just looking here from the gallery. I can see Martin O'Keefe's piece, Sunrise, which is a beautiful stainless steel and Corten steel piece, which, from what I can see now, it's throwing a beautiful reflection of the sky and the planting and the trees around it. And it's a fantastic piece. That's one of our award-winning pieces. And if you go from the gardens then down to the back of the gardens towards the oaks, you'll find some prehistoric creatures. We've got two giant dinosaurs, and they're situated beautifully in a circle of trees which are some of the oldest types of trees in the world, so therefore it's very well sited. It's very in context.
Absolutely fantastic. How many outdoor pieces have you got this year, Jackie?
I think we've got approximately 70 outdoor pieces.
Wow, that's an amazing exhibition just on its own, isn't it?
It absolutely is, yeah. And it's scattered through we have pieces in the glasshouses, and then we have pieces in the pond, we have pieces in the vegetable garden, and then all the way through the gardens.
Absolutely fantastic. And what a beautiful day to come down here to the Botanic Gardens and view all this amazing artwork.
Absolutely. It's always beautiful here. The planting is fantastic. The grounds are wonderful. But I think for me, this is the best time of the year, obviously, because it has the sculptures in the garden.
And it's an annual event.
Yeah, we've been running for 32 years, and this is our 15th year in the Botanic Gardens. So we're here to stay.
Does it cost anything to come in?
No, the Botanic Gardens are free to the public. The only charge would be there is a car park, there's a fee for that, and you can buy yourself a cup of coffee. There's two lovely restaurants.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, down here there are so many. We've got mixed media and wood and ceramics and bronzes and everything. But George Walsh has a picture entitled Water, and it's a painted fused glass. William, you're going to tell us about this.
Yes, good morning, Barbara. Yes, this is a piece by George Walsh, as you say, and it encompasses several different techniques. It's a small, colourful panel, about 6 by 8 inches, and beautifully presented in a small little frame on a stand. George, his father would have been associated with Harry Clarke, so he is nearly once removed from the Grand Master, as you might say. Mm. As I say, there are several techniques shown here, from drawing and fusing of different coloured glasses, so it's got a three-dimension, even though it looks to be only a two-dimensional piece. This lovely texture as you run your finger along the glass. And glass is quite difficult to present because you need the light coming from the back to show it. But luckily we have beautiful big windows here, and of course the backdrop is beautiful as well.
It is an absolutely beautiful piece. And there's so much, folks. I mean, you just wander around this exhibition. As I said, come in and have a cup of tea or a bowl of soup. There's a whole load of good food on offer. But one piece that I really like is Helen Merrigan's The Nesting Dress. It's a resin, steel, granite and gold leaf, a whole mixed media of this woman. And I don't know what she's holding. What do you think she's holding?
Well, it looks like she's holding a chalice of some sort, and there's a little bird sitting on top of the chalice.
Yeah, I agree. And there's lots of birds on her dress and on her head, a robin on her head. This is quite an intriguing woman piece. It's absolutely fantastic. Kira O'Brien beside her brings her bird songs to sing, and she's a woman on top of some sort of building where she's playing away on guitar with little children and flowers. And these are just, I'm just trying to give you an idea of how fascinating this whole exhibition is. There's a winner over in the ceramics. Ceramics, the winner is Sophia Kate Curran, and it's a ceramic piece on the wall, but it's not, as we say again, it is three dimensions on flat on the wall, like three dimensions and two dimensions, would you say, William?
That's right. This ceramic piece is actually composed of tea bags that would have been dipped in liquid porcelain and then fired, and the tea bags would burn out in the process. Sophie has graduated this year from the National College of Art and Design, so we're very pleased that she's here, and I think she's been a winner at the RDS as well. So she's on the road to big things, we hope.
We hope, yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. And what about the history of the Botanic Gardens, Jackie?
Well, the Botanic Gardens are I think they're one of the oldest botanic gardens in Europe, if not the world. And they cover 50 hectares right in the centre of Dublin. There's a college here, and there's botanical students. There's visitors constantly here for the duration of the exhibition. It's their busiest time, and they get in excess of 100,000 visitors. So it's a popular spot.
Popular spot. And how much money is up for grabs for the competition, or what it is that you have?
Well, this year we give out three sculpture and context awards, and there's the value of €500 each. They're for outdoor works, large outdoor works. We had a few other awards, and some new sponsors came on board. Bronze Art Foundry have sponsored an award, which was won by Catherine Byrne for her two alabaster pieces. We also have McKeown Stone have given us three awards, which are fantastic. The first, they're for stone pieces, mm-hmm. and the first prize was a monetary value of €1,000, right. which is fantastic. And there's a second prize of €700 worth of stone, and a third prize of €500 worth of stone from them.
Absolutely fantastic. William, what else? This tree is intriguing me, coming out of stone. What's that made of?
It would be made of steel. And yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Is it cheaper to work in steel than it is in bronze?
Would be, in terms of the process would be less intense, and the artist could probably nearly fabricate the thing himself, because these are various strands that have been woven together to create the branch or the trunk of the tree. And then the individual branches are just strung out from that. Whereas if that was in bronze, it would have to go through a whole modelling process and then casting with the foundry.
Yeah. Absolutely fantastic, folks. Look, you know, I could stay here all day talking about all these wonderful, beautiful sculptures, folks. And as I said, there's a varying from stone to glass, to ceramics, to bronzes, steel, metal, and also glass and all sorts of different mediums. Well, we're coming down for a look. Go have your lunch. Look at the beautiful Botanic Gardens as well. And so I'd like to say thank you very much for having me, Jackie, and we'll see you next year.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Barbara.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Barbara.
And now we're over to you in studio, John. This is a brilliant place to come to right now.
It sounds great, Barbara. And is the sun shining there for the outside exhibits?
It is splitting the heavens.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great.
The sun is just fantastic here at the moment. Come on down and set, have lunch, look at the art exhibition, look at the beautiful plants. Hey, great day out.
Okay, Barbara, listen, thank you very much. Unique report again, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Will do, John. See you then. Bye.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, sounds great over there. The sun's shining, and an outside exhibition is all part of that. So get yourself over there and enjoy your day out.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.